Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are continuing on in Tehillim with Mizmor Kuf Zayin, Song 107. We just finished yesterday 106, and we ended off the song with asking Hashem, V'kabetzenu min hagoyim, Hashem, gather us in from amongst all the nations, Lehodos L'shem Kadshecha, to thank your holy name. And in this song, Perek Kuf Zayin, Song 107, we now are celebrating the process of Kibbutz Golios, of it, the gathering of the exiles. And as I read this song, pasuk by pasuk, I see that it is a song, obviously, of the future. But at the same time, as I reflect on the psukim themselves, I can see the stories of so many of my neighbors and friends here in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel. And I cannot help but enjoy this song as a song of the present as well. And as we see this song of the present and celebrate individuals' stories of redemption, we can also dream about the ultimate Kibbutz Golius, the ultimate redemption. And what you're going to see in this song is that it takes us from past Jewish history to history in the making. And it shares a story of how Hashem has saved so many people in the past and brought them from misery to safety and continues to save us now. In fact, the Gemara tells us in Brachos 54a that this mizmar is the source of the four categories of people who have to bench gomel. Benching gomel is when one says a special blessing, thanking Hashem for having survived a potentially life-threatening situation. And the Gemara lists the four people who have to thank Hashem by saying gomel as one who went through a desert, one who was released from prison, one who was healed from a severe illness, and one who traversed the sea. And we will see all these categories in this song as well. Let's begin looking at this beautiful song, Kuf Zayin. Hodu Lashem ki tov, ki li'olam chasdo, thank Hashem for he is good. Yomru ge'ule Hashem asher ge'alam miyad tsar. This is specifically said by those who are redeemed by Hashem, the ge'ule Hashem, that Hashem redeemed them from the hand of the enemy or from a situation that was very tsar. Tsar means narrow, stifling, limiting. And Hashem gave them the ability to move forward. And it begins with Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Umeiratzos kibtzam mimizrach umimarav mitzafon umiyam. Hashem gathered them from all the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the yam, from the sea, which could mean so far away, or it could mean from different islands that are so far away. And Hashem brought all of the people back to the land of Israel. And it could be that it begins as a title for the whole song, and or it could be that it begins as a category of people who are returned from a narrow place. But as we'll see the other times that they were returned from very, very difficult situations. And it could be that there are people who are actually going to be returned to the land of Israel in comfort, like on a plane with a comfortable, more or less, seat. So I look at that Pasuk Gimel as those people who are coming back to the land of Israel in more or less comfort, as opposed to Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. There are those who return, Ta'u b'midbar b'shimon darach. They wandered in the wilderness on a path in a wasteland. There are people who came back from wherever they were after traversing a desert, like the Jewish people in the desert who went from the land of Egypt to the land of Eretz Canaan. But even recently, there are so many stories of specifically Iranian Jews and Ethiopian Jews who climbed over mountains and went through the desert without food, without drinking, without money in order to arrive in the land of Israel. And for this, Hodu Lashem Kitov, Kili Olam Chasto, they will thank Hashem, we thank Hashem for his kindness and his chesed that lasts forever. Moving on to the next category, Pasuk 10, 12, 11, 12, 13, 14. Let's go through them. Yoshve choshech v'tzal maves, asire ani uvarzel. Those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, imprisoned by poverty and irons. And it continues with the different pain that they had and hard labor that they went through. Pasuk Yudalad 14, Yotzi'ein mechoshech v'tzal maves. He would bring them out of the darkness and the shadow of death and break open Uvriche Barzel Gidea Umosrosehem Yinatek, and he breaks open their shackles. And this is talking about the category of people who praise Hashem for taking them out of prison and bringing them here to the land of Israel. And I think the best example that we have nowadays, today, Jonathan Pollard, who was brought from the depths of prison, and he joined the ranks of all those refuseniks from the USSR who came to the land of Israel after being imprisoned. And then we move to the next category of people, which begins in Pasuk Yud Ches. Kol ochel tisa'ev nafsham v'yagiu ad sharei maves. And it's discussing people who are so sick that all food disgusted their souls and they reached the gates of death. And as you go through the next few psukim, you will see how people were very, very sick and they called out to God. And Pasuk Chaf, Pasuk 20, he would, Yishlach devaro v'yirpa'eim, Hashem sent out his words and he cured them from their illness and they were able to move ahead and bring karbanos and sacrifices of thanks to Hashem. So the next category of people who are ill and then they become healed. It could be physically ill, and it could also be emotionally ill, that people went through different emotional illness and were saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Hashem. And then we continue with the fourth category of people who are coming into Eretz Yisrael, who are being saved by Hashem. And it's Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Psukim Chaf Gimel, and Chaf Dalet, verses 23 and 24. Yardei Hayam Ba'anios, Osei Melacha B'mayim Rabim, those who go to sea in ships to do their work upon mighty, mighty waters. Heima Ra'u Ma'asei Hashem V'niflo Sav B'mtzula. They see Hashem's actions and his wonders in the deep. Sometimes people who cross the sea or sailors can see miracles and divine intervention and wonders better than anyone else can. It's an incredible experience to be surrounded by the vastness of a sea or ocean and to realize that you're in a tiny, relatively flimsy vessel and you're being protected from all the elements around you. You know, we take for granted that sea travel is safe, but that isn't always the case. I think one of the most famous stories is the Rambam's brother, David, was a merchant of gems and metals, and he made business trips by the sea to support his family, including the Rambam and his Torah learning. And on one trip, the Rambam's brother, David, his boat sank, taking David. He died, he drowned, and the whole family fortune went along with his brother. So the danger of sea travel is real, and it continues even to this day. Think of all the people who came to Israel during the British occupation, and they made it to Israel in very flimsy boats, boats that weren't seaworthy at all. And not everyone made it. So when the people who are coming to Israel come to Israel on boat, that too is kibbutz galyos, and for that they hodu Lashem ki tov, or yodu pasuk lamed aleph, verse 31. They yodu Lashem chasto, they will thank Hashem for his kindnesses, v'nifla osav livnei adam, and for all his wonders that people experience. And they will all come and celebrate the greatness and the kindness of Hashem publicly. And now the song continues to the next part, and it describes the actual land of Eretz Yisrael. And the land of Eretz Israel was a lush and fertile land in the time of the Jewish people being in the land of Israel. And then when the Jewish people left, look at Psukim Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet, 33 and 34. Yasem Naharos Lamidbar, he turns rivers into deserts, Umotzae Mayim Litzimaon, and springs of water to dry land. Eretz Pri Limlecha, a fruitful land, into salty flats, Meraas Yoshveva, due to the evil of the inhabitants. There's a reason for Golos. There's the land of Israel will not tolerate evil, and if there is, it will not be fertile, it will not be lush. And in 1867, Mark Twain describes his trip to Palestine, to Eretz Israel, and he says, "The further we went, the hotter the sun got, and the more rocky and bare, repulsive and dreary the landscape became. There was hardly a tree or shrub anywhere. Even the olive and cactus, those fast friends of a worthless soil, had almost deserted the country." And this is him describing the land of Palestine in 1867. However, Pasuk Lamed Vav, let's continue on 36. When these people come into the land, Vayoshev Sham Re'evim, Vayechonenu Ir Moshav, and Hashem settled hungry people there and prepared a city to inhabit. And what we see happening in the land of Israel is former swamps became fertile farmland. Pasuk Lamed Ches, Pasuk 38, Vayivarchem, and he blessed them, Vayirbu Ma'od, and they became more and more. Uvehemtam Lo Yam Eat, and their livestock were not diminished. But at the same time, you continue the psukim. It's not something that we can assume is going to be like this forever. We can't take anything for granted. And if we do, as the psukim say, we will lose the resources that we have. And then the song ends, Pasuk Mem Gimel, 43, verse 43. Mi chacham v'yishmar eila. One who is wise will pay attention to this. V'yisbonenu chasdei Hashem, and they will ponder the Lord's kindnesses. We will see the kindness that Hashem gives, that Hashem returns us, and He saves us from difficult situations. And at the same time, we'll understand that if we don't acknowledge the greatness of Hashem, then we will lose the kindnesses that Hashem gives us, at least temporarily. So as we look at the song, we will see that the song tells us the story of the redemption of the Jewish nation. It is ultimately the story of the future, but we see the pieces coming together now in our lifetime. We see the pieces coming together in the past as well. And we thank Hashem for His personal salvation for each and every one of us. And the more we share our personal stories of God's kindnesses, the more we inspire others to do the same. And so when we say this mizmor, we remind ourselves not only to celebrate the outcome and wait for the outcome, but to celebrate the entire process of redemption. And despite our personal challenging experiences, or not even despite, our struggles and our challenges contribute to the entire nation's salvation. And when we ponder the whole picture, we realize that Hashem's kindness is in the process itself. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.